Drones have gradually been making their way into U.S. airspace, and while they're different from the ones used to kill terrorists overseas, there are some new concerns about law enforcement here in the U.S. trying to harness them. And joining us live to talk more about it is WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., there's a lot of buzz about the domestic use of drones. Is there actually a plan for how law enforcement would use them here in the U.S.?
Well, as you can imagine, there are many, many different diverse police organizations across the country, and they all have their own operational and responsibilities to their communities, and they're governed differently. So there are going to be different ways and methods of doing this. The International Association of Chiefs of Police, which is a sort of a group of police from all over the world, and especially here in the States, that discuss these things and make recommendations because they have representatives from all these agencies, has put out some guidelines internally. And we got a copy of what they were talking about. And the first thing they say is, we recognize that drones are controversial. Then there are some suggestions that they make, pretty strong suggestions, including they discourage equipping aircraft with any type of weapon because of the difficulties in deploying those weapons and safety concerns. They also talk about not retaining images. They also talk about making sure they engage the community up front on how they plan to use it, these drones. And then even before that, deciding specifically how they want to use the drones before they even get to the point where they're presenting it to the community advocates and to the governing bodies.
Now, before there is an approval to this process, bringing it down to the local level, will law enforcement have to state specifically what types of activity they're looking for when they deploy the drones? How often could they use them?
What this document and the IACP does, the International Association of Chiefs of Police, recommends is saying specifically what you want to use these for, saying specifically how you plan to deploy them when you do use them. And it also says, be very clear about the fact that you plan to uphold the U.S. Constitution and all of the laws regarding search and seizure. The bottom line on it is they want police organizations to dispel any opportunity for people to think or believe that they're going to spy on them or to use them for other nefarious purposes.
Because there is sort of a big brother element here that people are really worried about.
There is a huge element of that because of the fact that drones give law enforcement an opportunity to take pictures and to video and to collect a lot of different types of information. And some of it may be about people who are doing absolutely nothing wrong, and they want them to make sure that they don't cross that line.
Right. Ballpark, how close is this to happening?
Well, there are some already, some agencies around the country that have already employed them, some of them down on the border, the Mexican border. I'm not sure about the Canadian border. I know that they're discussing it in our area and in some areas around the country. The bottom line, as I mentioned before, the problem that they face is talking with their communities, mm-hmm. and communities change, the governments and the communities change, so do the views on drones.
There'll be a lot more to come on this story. Thanks, JJ.
Yep.